The director of North Dakota's Housing Finance Agency says there appears to be a shortage of home builders who are willing to build single-family homes at the price point that's affordable for first-time home buyers.
What we're hearing is that, you know, if their typical buyer is for a $450,000 home, that's what they're building. You know, there's less profit in the lower, in the entry-level homes, and so they're just not willing to target that market today.
Jolene Klein says a search is now on for builders willing to take on the more modest-priced homes.
Our average loan amount for our low to moderate income buyers is about $165,000. That's the average loan, and so there's no way that they can afford a $350,000 house.
Klein says that problem is more acute in the oil patch.
Part of it is that there's not as many builders up there as there is in the, you know, in the Bismarck market or the, you know, the Fargo market. There's just more builders, more opportunities. And part of it, too, is the, you know, how the escalation with the existing home prices, you know, has went up. So those homes aren't being freed up for the entry-level borrower.
Klein says North Dakota's first-time home buyer program remains very popular. That program offers loans at below-market interest rates. The Housing Finance Agency recently issued $125 million of home mortgage finance bonds to fund that program. A similar amount was issued back in April.
The agency strives to deliver an interest rate that is a half to a full percent lower than the conventional marketplace.
That interest rate right now is around 4%. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.